What's happening, my debt-free millionaire zealots? Hey, this is Zach Edwards with another episode of our debt-free millionaire podcast and personal finance course. We right now are on week two, day three, and today we're going to be talking about expenses. Now, before we get to expenses, let me just tell you one of the quickest way of losing money is by going on vacation. So we actually just got back from a trip down in Fairbanks, Alaska, and wasn't supposed to be that expensive, but it seemed like everywhere we stopped, we had to buy something. And every time you buy something, that's an expense. So we went to a museum to get in. You had to pay, so that's an expense. Then we went to the gift shop. You had something you had to buy. That's an expense. You have to pay the taxes on the things that you buy. That's an expense. There's a lot of expenses all throughout our lives, whether they're at our homes or by choice. Flights from to and fro from our vacation. That's an expense. Eating out is an expense. If you decide to eat with using a grocery store and making your own food, that's an expense. So these are all different expenses that you have to keep your eye on if you're going to become a debt-free millionaire, or even just become financially savvy, or just to survive, actually. So there is no way to escape expenses. Now, today we're going to be talking on something a little bit different. This is monthly expenses. So this is not your vacation expenses or Christmas expenses. Those are very important to keep control of, manage, budget. Any expense that you make is okay as long as it's budgeted within a certain parameter that you're willing to spend. So just keep track of what you actually spend. Now, interesting enough, this whole conversation that we're having with Debt-Free Millionaire is on an equal basis. So I am not some wealthy, extreme entrepreneur or real estate mogul or someone else that's been out of the true issues for a long extended period of time. No, I'm actually someone that's in the trenches with you. So I've actually gone through all these things. I'm going through some of these things, and I've gone out of these things as well. So I want you to be able to experience it as I even get back out of debt, because there was a time when I was completely debt free. And now because of my business expenses, which is different, I now have debt due to my business. My personal life, we're debt free. We've paid off house, those type of things. But when it comes to monthly expenses, everyone has them. Doesn't matter if you're debt-free and out of in retirement, you're still going to have them. Whether you're a multimillionaire, you're still going to have monthly expenses. You can't get away from them. So let's just go over a few of them and what you can actually do to overcome some of them. And if you want to look back, we actually talked about this in week one, day three, when we talked about expenses. This was just a whole bunch of different expenses. This one is your monthly expenses. So not that I want to lose my place into where I am in the book. I'm just looking at the book and how it's written. So everything that you see is exactly what I'm reading off of. And I'm getting a lot of my information from as I share real stories as we go. So let's go over some things that you can do to lower your monthly expenses. So let's talk about food. Now, when you're talking about food, there's a big distinguisher here. You can choose to be frugal, which means you don't have to get name brands, you don't have to get the organics. You can get normal food, which is what most Americans get. They're going to get regular food, regular fruit, regular vegetables, not organic. They're going to get off brands if they can. Sometimes they will get name brands, but it's going to become more expensive. So here are just a few things that you can do to overcome these. The first one, and this is so important. It's like budgeting. It's like how when you have expenses, they're not bad as long as you have them under control. The same thing goes with your grocery list. If you go to the store and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go and pick up whatever I usually get. Never do that. Because when you do that, you open yourself up to, oh, I need that. Instead of, I really need that. I don't need these things. These are wants. So I'm going to push those off for now. I don't need them. Actually creating a list of the meals that you're going to have that week. That's an essential one because, for one, you don't want to be guessing all the time. You actually want to know what you're going to be making. Otherwise, you're going to be making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or something that's quick and easy because we get lazy and tired at the end of the day, and we don't want to make things if we don't have to. But if you plan it out, you're going to have great meals, and you're also going to have inexpensive meals. Because when you go to the grocery store, from that list of the meals that you can have that week, you're going to say, okay, I need this ingredient and this ingredient. I need this, this, and this. And you're going to list it down. So that when you go to the grocery store, you can say, okay, I need that, 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 that. Okay, now I didn't have this on my list, but you know, that is something that I really do need. And then you actually have to think about it. It's not on your list because your mind will go back to the list. But if it's not on your list, you're going to second think. It's like, well, okay, do I really need this? And if you need it, then great, grab it, bring it with you. But if you don't need it, and you say, well, you know what? I don't need it. Or if it's like, for me, I'm a cookie monster. I love cookies. I love anything peanut butter and chocolate, and I want to devour it as soon as I see it. So when I go to, say, Aldi for my groceries, one, they have a limited type of meal, of products there. So they're not all these name brands. Actually, they have very little name brands there. They're not these expensive priced groceries. No, they're actually a small assortment, but everything that's basically essential, anything that's extra that I need that I might not find at Aldi, I'll go to Walmart, I'll go to Target, or go to Price Choppers, or so on and so forth. I can go to any one of these different grocery stores or convenient, not convenient, bigger stores and get what I want. But if I have a list, I know exactly what I want and where I need to get it from, and I can be very intentional on what I'm doing and where I'm getting it from. So I go to Aldi and I pick exactly what I need. And when I see those cookies, the first thing that goes in my mind is, oh, I want that. Or probably says, oh, I need that. And then I was like, no, I want that. I don't need that. And then it's like, no, I want that. I don't need it. I'm not going to get it. Because I'm trying to save money for one, being a debt-free millionaire. Two, just getting out of the rat race. Three, not paying debt on a rental or a mortgage. Whoa, big thing there. I have a goal and I'm going to make it because I'm not going to be pulled away by cookies. And yes, that might seem like a small thing, but it's $1 for every time you get a thing of cookies and every 56 months, or sorry, 56 weeks, because you go to the grocery store once a week at least, that's 56 sets of cookies you can get. One, you're going to gain a lot of weight from those cookies. But two, you're also going to say, hey, you know what? I just spent $56 on that, and another $100 on this thing I didn't need, and another $100 on this thing, and it adds up. So, especially on if you're on a tight budget, that is essential to understand, is that you need that list every week. Here's another one. Every trip to the grocery store costs you time and costs you money. Two things that most people don't have. The average American does not have time because they're working and going home, and they need time to relax after their hard day's work. Or doing a business, or so many other things, watching their kids play sports. All these different things are things that you need to do. So you don't have the time. And what about money? Money, you don't have the money. That's why you're listening to the show, because you're trying to get to a better place. So try only going shopping once a week, or even every other week. Especially if you're a single person, you can plan out 2 weeks worth of meals and get everything you need for those 2 weeks, and then make it intentional not to go. Because again, every time you go to the grocery store, you're going to find new things that you need to buy. But if you're going to use the things that you need, or only buy the things that you need, you're only going to buy those things, and you're going to be able to save money. So surviving for a time is great. Now, here's the other thing. People like to say buy in bulk, go to Sam's Club, go to Costco. Problem with these stores, it might seem like you're saving money. A lot of them are name brands, and you're buying in bulk, so you might save pennies, but in the long run, because you're buying the name brand or the brand that's coming from Costco or Sam's Club, you're actually not making, or you're not saving any money. There's a few things that I buy at Sam's Club, and that's going to be toilet paper, paper towels. My wife likes paper towels. I don't. I'd rather grab a towel and dry my hands, and then when a day or two later, I throw that towel into the wash and I grab a new one. That would be easy for me. She wants to do paper towels. It's cheaper at Sam's Club. I've actually gone through and picked certain things. Eggs and milk? Nope. Cheaper at Aldi. Some of the cereals and stuff like that, cheaper at Aldi. The larger sets of food, cheaper at Aldi. If you're gonna buy rice or wheat in big bags, yeah, those could be cheaper. So you have to be able to understand what you're doing. But here's the thing. If you go to Aldi and it is cheaper there, instead of buying one, buy two. Buy two packs of peanut butter or three or four. Now, some things you can't buy over and over again, but like buying a thing of milk, you can probably buy two, maybe usually one, maybe two, but you don't want to get too much because unless it's whole milk, you can't freeze it and it will spoil in your refrigerator, especially if you don't use it that often. And everything that spoils in your fridge is wasted money. Again, something that you don't have. Okay, so then let's go to the next thing. Like I told you, going to the grocery store, try to go every week or even every other week because gas is also very expensive, especially right now. Ever since this administration came in, it went from, at least in Missouri, it went from like $1.25, $1.25 to now it's almost $4. Let's see, it's in the $3. I think it's around 350 right now. We were just in Alaska and it's over $4. In California, it's like $5. So it depends on where you're at. But if you actually are intentional and say, hey, you know what? I need to go to this place, and this place. I need to go to work. So I'm going to hit this place before work. I'm going to go to work and then I'm going to hit these two places after work and head it home. That cuts your gas price, your gas bill in like in half. You know why that is? It's because you're only taking certain trips and you're compiling everything into the same trip. So by doing that, you're actually making it so you're not spending as much gas. If your friends say, hey, let's go out and do something, let's go for a long trip. It's like, well, you know, that'd be great, but we haven't even gone to this place that's in town. Why don't we do that first? And that way you can actually manage how much you're spending. Now, if they're driving, it's up to them. I have nothing against that whatsoever. But if they ask you to drive, this is when you say, hey, you know what? Let's do something in town. Let's do this or that. Give them suggestions. Again, you want to spend time with your friends. You don't want to just sit on your couch and do nothing. Find things for you to do that are in town that you don't have to spend so much on gas, especially as gas is increasing right now because we're coming out of winter. Winter gas prices are actually lower because it's a mixture of additives that they have in the gasoline. As it gets into summer, they have a new mix, especially if you're in California, and it skyrockets the price. So the price will always increase between winter and summer, and then it will decrease going into the fall. But that's usually when the vacations end. So the more people need to go. So supply and demand. The more the demand is, the less the supply is. The less the supply is, the more the money, more that the fuel costs. So during vacation time, spring, summer, even going into fall a little bit, that's when gas prices increase also because people are going on vacation more. So it's a lot of different things, but those are the basics. So be intentional on where you drive and you will save half your money. Okay, next one. How about toiletries and other household items? So this is really important because to know, and I've said this many times before, your name brands are the most expensive and you do not need them. Yes, they might taste a 1% chance they taste a little bit better, but they're extremely expensive. They're like twice as much as a generic brand or even 50% more. For that 1% of taste, you're going to get paid 50% more? I don't think so. You're smarter than that. You're going to be able to save money because you're not buying the name brands. There's no reason you need name brands unless the generic brands are out. So most of the generic brands, just so you know, actually manufacture the same place that the name brands manufacture. They might just have a little bit less sugar or a little bit less of something else. They do not have a little less of the amount of food in the box. Some of them actually have more because it's the name brands that are going through shrinkflation because they're being told that they have to pay a lot more for what they're selling, and they're not selling as much because more people are going to the generic brands. So keep that in mind. That is always the best when it comes to thinking about your toiletries and your household items. You do not need the name brand hair gel or the name brand deodorant or the name brand anything. The off brand is just fine. And if you're willing to do that to save some money, you will save money. Okay, here's another one that's really Expensive. This is extremely expensive for all Americans. It's actually like 30 to 40% of their expenses. And this is their mortgage or their rent. So these are fixed expenses. Remember, we went over this. This is a fixed expense. You cannot change it month to month. You can not live in your house a little bit longer. No, that's actually not going to help because you still own it or you're still renting. You're under contract. You're paying a set amount. So that is a fixed expense. Your gas, your food, your household goods, those are variable expenses because it depends on how much you're going to buy each month. It's going to go up and down, and you do not have to actually spend any money there. Though those ones are very important. One, to get around, and two, to eat and take care of yourself. I do not want you to go to the office smelling so badly that they say, you know what, we don't want to hire, keep you employed because you stink. So please wear that deodorant. But at the same time, you do not have to get the name brands. Okay, moving on. So that's your, it's a fixed expense. So houses also, just so you know, if you're renting, you don't have to worry about this. One of the reasons why people like to rent instead of own. But if you own a house, houses that are not maintained actually cost more in expenses. So if my house starts to deteriorate, I'm going to actually have to pay more for it to do costly repairs. If there's a hole in the siding and I don't take care of it, you know how much it's going to cost to tear off that siding and replace that one stud that's making the rest of the house sag or such. Any of those things is going to cost so much money, and you need to keep track of it. Okay, so the next thing is this is important for both mortgages and rentals. Don't just take the first offer that falls in your lap. So the first apartment complex that you look at, oh, you really want to get it. Well, here's the thing. You really want to get it. They really want to sell it to you, but they don't want to sell it to you for less than they're going to be willing to pay, willing to offer you. And you say, okay, it's a lot more expensive, but it's something I really like. Well, why don't you go and look at the next place? Because you actually might, and this is what, as a real estate agent, this is what you find. A person that says, I really like this house, the next house that they get to, they're going to say, oh, I really like this house. It's the possibilities. They like the idea of the possibilities, but they don't want to think, hey, I have to go through five or six or 10 more houses in order to find the one that is going to match this one. Tell you the truth, the next one is probably going to match it in expectations of what it could become. So don't fall for the first deal that goes in your lap. When it comes to a rental, go around. Find places that you want to possibly rent from. Think of it, you can go to 10 different apartments in a single day. And say you saved $200 on getting an apartment A instead of apartment B. You save $200 a month. Okay, so that's $200 over a year contract. That is what? It's $2,400. Do you make $2,400 in one day? But you spent one day looking at apartments if you looked at 10 apartments. Just think about that. It might take you a little bit more time, and you're almost guaranteed they will not sell that unit within that one day. You can come back to them, even call them up that night and say, you know what? I want that apartment. Most likely, they have not sold that house. And if they have, you know what? You're probably better off not getting that house because it's so. Might not be the best option because you have not looked around. Okay, moving on. This is just if you do a mortgage. Consider getting a house that has repairs. So say I have a house that I want to buy. It's $100,000, or sorry, it's $200,000. I have an equivalent house that needs a little bit of work for $150,000. And the work, even if I don't do it myself, will cost about $20,000. So that's a $170,000 house compared to a $200,000 house. And you get to make a lot of the choices that are inside. Renovations, new tile, new color scheme, all these different things. Or a house that's already set and you're paying $30,000 more. Now you might not have these options. This is actually why not going to college might actually be a great option for you. If you are someone that can do construction, you can do mechanics, you can do plumbing, you can do any of these things. The better option for you actually might be going to a trade school where you can finish up a lot faster and just focus on that trade that you want, or even getting an apprenticeship. The reason why I say this is the earlier you get in, the more you can start making right off the bat. while other people are just borrowing money for the first 3, 4, 8 years, 11 years if you're a doctor, they're borrowing extensive amounts of money. But you're saying, hey, you know what? I'm just going to get straight into it. You go straight to work, you start to investing your money that you're having extra, and you're starting to grow. It might be smaller amounts, but over time, your job is going to increase your pay. The money that you're making on the side or buying houses is going to increase. And because you did that, you're going to be so far advanced, further than any doctor or lawyer that's going to come your way. You're going to have a lot more money than they do. And you're going to have traits and skills that they do not have, much like drywall, framing, laying tile, laying carpet, mechanical work, plumbing, electrical. Any of these might actually be the way to go because you're not putting all this money into a school, a degree that you're not going to be using because you're a trade. And a trade is an honorable thing. And get this, this is one of the only jobs that you're going to get that cannot be replaced by AI. Yeah, they might make robots at one point that can do it 30 years down the line, but you're going to be retired by then. 40 years down the line, you're going to be retired by then. But the lawyers, they're actually one of the biggest ones that people are talking about are going to be replaced by AI. Programmers, AI. Now, all these people are going to have to figure out how to work within the economy of AI because they still need lawyers. There will still need to be lawyers. There'll be need to be people that were working with the AI. If you're a programmer, there's going to be people that need to organize or manage the AI. So there's going to be jobs out there, just less of them, because AI is going to take over a lot of the responsibilities. Artists, sorry, artists is going to be one of the biggest impacted. Even music, AI can create your music. Sorry to say, just as well as you can, because they're going to learn you the way that you do it and pump it out. Now, there are ways that we're going to be able to work on not allowing AI to take over some of these things, but for how long? That's the question. So just putting that out there. So if you learn a trade, your mortgage could actually be less because you're going to buy a house that's less expensive because it needs work. Or if you are someone that did not go into the trades, you can find the right people to fix your house and you can save money and you can choose all the color schemes and other things that are going to be in there. It will take you a little bit more time to get into that house, but it will be what you want instead of what, yeah, I'll take that because it's nice and I can fix it up over time. Most likely when you move in, you won't fix up anything else. It's the truth. Yes, you're going to have to pay contractors, but they're going to have to work around your stuff if you've already moved in. And you're going to say, you know what, that's really expensive. I'm not going to do it that right now, unless you're very wealthy. That's an option too. But again, if you're going to be very wealthy, you're either someone that started off fairly young and worked their way into investments and such, much like through Debt Free Millionaire, or, and most of those people actually learned it from their parents and from other tutors and mentors, you're going to learn it from me. So it doesn't matter who you are, what background you're from, you're going to learn it from me. So you don't need these mentors. You don't need other people to show you how to do it. Your parents might not know it. You're going to be able to teach your parents how to invest and how to prepare for the future financially. Okay, the next one. This is another one that's very important if you're getting a mortgage. It's called your PMI. This is the principal mortgage insurance. If you can't put 20% down, the bank thinks, you know what? I don't know if this person's ever going to pay out, so I'm going to get an extra fee in there. It could be $20, it could be $50, it could be $100 or more. And this is an extra insurance policy that's in your mortgage until you have 20% equity, which means your house is valued 20% more than you owe in it. Then you have equity of 20%. That's when the banks will say, okay, I'm going to get rid of your PMI. You actually have to ask. They will not get rid of an extra fee that they're giving you. You have to ask for that PMI to be taken away. You actually might actually have to go out for a new appraisal of your house in order to prove to the bank that you can get rid of your PMI. But this is an extra $100 a month that you could be saving, or $200 a month. Actually, it's probably more now, because of what's happening in the mortgage industry. I actually haven't looked at it recently in the last year or two. But your PMI is actually something that's going to make your monthly expenses, your fixed rate, be more expensive by at least $100, $200, and such. So keep track of that. Okay, another one. This is a variable expense because it goes up and down depending on how much you use it, but it's a utility, which means this is something that's fixed. You have to pay your utilities or you're not going to have heat, electric, water, phone in your house. Now, phone is a little bit different because now everyone's turned to cell phones. But let's go through each of these. Electricity. Biggest thing for you to do when leaving a room is exactly what your parents told you to do. Turn off your lights. If you're walking outside the door, don't leave the door open. Every time you do this, your bill, your utility bill increases. And that's another monthly expense you have to pay. How about this? Use LED lights. All of your lights should be transitioned from incandescence and even fluorescence, the ones that they said had mercury and such like that, to an LED. Now, LED is not toxic. It's actually a diode, which means it's a circuit. It's a computerized circuit that basically lights up. That's what an LED is. Light emitting diode. Again, it's a little piece of machinery that lights up. So it's so much better than incandescence because it lasts a lot longer and it's less expensive. So much better than the toxic fluorescence. So keep track of that. That's a great way of doing it. You can also use power strips through your house. Plug all your things into the power strips, if you have 8 outlets, and then hit the off button when you go to bed or when you're not using it. Okay, what about your gas bill and even water? What about taking shorter showers or even less hot water? You might like that hot water, but have fun with the hot water. Turn it on for 30 seconds, enjoy it, and then turn it down. Do things that might bring down the temperature in your house so you're not paying for those extensive heat prices. Or during the summer, your AC, increase the thermostat a little bit. So instead of being 70 degrees in your house, it's 72 degrees. That little bit will save you $100 every few months. So, or over the summer. Okay, another one, turning off water is essential. If you're washing dishes, so people like to say, save the planet. You mean you need to be able to use less water, use less electricity, use less gas. And I say, you know what? I'm totally on the same page. I'm not the person that says save the green, as in the trees and stuff like that, as much as I'm saying to you, and I don't get me wrong, I am all for that. I am totally for less pollution, totally less waste, less electricity that's being used. But I'm also the fact of I want to save green, being the environment, by saving green, being dollars in my pocket. So the more dollars I save by saving my utilities, I'm also helping the environment as well. So just keep that in mind. Here's another one. So phone expenses. Used to be that we need to have a house phone and a cell phone. Most people have gone completely to cell phone. If you have children, you need to have a landline. Kids do not need cell phones right now. It's actually, from all research, it is destroying our children right now. So get a house line so they can call out when you're not in the house. There's no reason that they need to get a cell phone. Yes, you might say, so they can get a hold of me. But let me see, when you were a kid, did you always have to get a hold of your children? No, or sorry, did your parents always have to get a hold of you? No, they didn't. It's not needed, it's a want. So that's one want that is not essential. Now, if you could package that landline into your internet, because every house has Wi-Fi, has internet these days, then that's even better because it's a lower price because you're bundling them together. Also, it can happen with your cell phone. You can bundle your cell phone and your internet as well. Like AT&T, we use AT&T, we've got the fiber and we've got a cell phone. Now, funny enough, we actually changed over to T-Mobile because when I got remarried, my wife liked T-Mobile and I said, hey, that's fine. It's actually lower priced, even with the discount. So keep track of that. Here's another one that's really important is your insurance. Auto, health, life insurance, home insurance. These are all things that are essential and they're fixed rates. But they're fixed rates until you find a better plan. Call around. Make sure that, again, like your apartment, find 10 providers. Find the best one. Find the one that has the best reputation for being able to provide what you need. and use that. Again, you don't need the platinum plan with all the bells and whistles. You need the plan that will fit your purposes and what you need. If you're a younger person, you don't need the most expensive plans. If you're a more elderly, so an older person, you don't want the younger plans because your body's breaking down. I'm in my 40s. My body's already breaking down. So it doesn't matter if you're in your late 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and higher. That's when your body starts breaking down. But if you're in 20s or low 30s, get the liability that just gets you the lowest rate. And I hope that you do not go to the doctors all the time. Also, take preventative maintenance. Go to the hospital every once in a while to check your health. This will also prevent possibilities of things happening. There's also other things that I can go through, but you know, this is getting to be a longer, getting past my time. So think of it: property tax, out-of-pocket medical expenses. We've already gone over gasoline. Other ones: public transportation. You might not need a car. Use public transportation. Here's a big one though: your children. Children are expensive. They get even more expensive if all of a sudden you get divorced. So if you can avoid it, do not get divorced. No woman or man outside of your family is ever worth a divorce. Let me just put that straight. There is nothing that makes anyone outside of your family or being unfaithful to your wife that is worth getting a divorce. You will lose half your money and have to pay child support. So just think about that. This man and woman, it's not worth it. If there's other reasons, there are other reasons why people get divorces, and I'm not going to speak out to those, but just think of it that way. Also, another expense that's really expensive with children comes to childcare. Childcare is one of the highest expenses, even above the mortgage for a lot of people, because both parents are working. So think about this, and think about every expense that you make throughout the month. There are going to be more expensive ones, and there's going to be less expensive ones. You want to make sure that you are managing your money. And every expense that is a monthly fixed expense, unless you get rid of that plan, you're going to be paying that amount of money. Your variable expenses are the ones that you can get rid of, or at least lower. Food, you can't get rid of it, but you can lower it. Gas, you can lower it. Any of these things. So thanks so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks so much. And if you're not a debt-free millionaire zealot, I hope to make you one. Take care. Bye.